News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our house is a very, very, very fine house. Aren't we lucky, those of us that have a home to go to every day? And I'm excited to have in the studio this morning some people that are making a huge difference in our community. And you can't even imagine the difference they're making for individual families. You've heard of them, Habitat for Humanity, Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity. In the studio this morning, I have the president and CEO, Sam Young, is here, along with Ruthie Noel, and she is the VP of Programs. Welcome. I'm so pleased to have you all here this morning because you have a place in my heart for what you do for so many families. My favorite thing in the world is when I see on the news and someone gets handed the key to their home and they're standing there with their children. That has to be the best feeling in the world.
It's the best part of the day, and I think it's clearly why we do what we do.
So yeah, it's
thanks
amazing.
Thanks for acknowledging it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit just about Habitat for Humanity. So many people have heard of you, but I was mentioning to Sam before we started. Can you give us just a quick background of who you are exactly and what y'all do?
Sure, and I think that's an important question because unlike McDonald's, where you've seen one McDonald's, you've seen every
right,
McDonald's.
Right.
If you've seen one Habitat, you've seen exactly one Habitat.
Mm-hmm.
They all run a little differently. They all scale and serve relative to the market that they find themselves. And we have been fortunate that we've had and enjoyed some real success over the years, allowing us to now be the eighth largest Habitat in North America.
Really?
And relative to the market in which we serve.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible because the rest of the top 20 are all in major metro markets.
I would imagine so. That's incredible.
So, and we started just as a home builder,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a largely a volunteer-based organization.
Well, it was Jimmy Carter, correct?
Well, yeah.
The founder is what they're famous for in a lot of ways.
He put us on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, we have really grown into be more than just a home builder. You know, we are a provider of solutions for home ownership. And the programs that we now offer vary from a rental, affordable rental program,
mm-hmm.
To a community land trust, HUD counseling, our traditional home buyer program, the one that most people are familiar with,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to open market sales, serving people making up to 120% of the area median income.
Wow.
So the number of people we're touching, the number of people we're serving has grown dramatically over the last several years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had some information that you shared with me, and it looks like Escambia and Santa Rosa counties face a projected housing shortage of more than 23,000 homes by 2030.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a staggering
that's
statistic.
That's consistent across the country. Mm. So you know, we are millions short across the country to get to some point of equilibrium
mm-hmm.
with regard to supply and demand on the home ownership situation.
Well, if we can, I wanted to talk to Ruthie too about what is your role there being the VP of programs? And so that word is kind of a programs. Okay, I have a feeling that's a lot of things.
It does a lot.
It doesn't sound that big, but it sounds like it should be a bigger word, my guess.
Well, I am so grateful for the chance to come on and share more with the community about our mission and how we are bringing these affordable housing solutions to life here in our community. So the programs team at Pensacola Habitat focuses primarily on our bread and butter, like Sam said, as a builder of homes, who are the people that we then get the chance to put in those homes. And so our traditional home buyer program is a really awesome opportunity for some down payment assistance and for kind of bridging the gap. If you're a working professional, you're somebody who has consistent income, but maybe are just not quite at that level to afford an open market rate home, Pensacola Habitat that's what we're here for, mm-hmm. is to help to bridge that gap. And we do that through our program has some mandatory education pieces so that we're helping people understand what it means to be a successful homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also doing some of that is like a requirement from places like HUD or the state, but it's also how to be a good neighbor and how to be successful in your owning your home from a technical perspective, from an emotional perspective, from a financial perspective.
I love that.
Just a well-rounded homeowner. And then we also have, of course, sweat equity is part of our program. So you're out, you're helping build another person's home or your own home or working in the ReStore with us in our retail operations. And so you've got, you're part of the process of actually helping bring your home to life along the way of getting your education, doing your workshops. And really, truly, by the end of that process, you're part of our family. You're part of the Pensacola Habitat family.
Well, I'm guessing there's probably a lot of misconceptions about who qualifies and who are the recipients of a lot of these benefits. So you can talk a bit about that, because if someone's listening and they're wondering, do I qualify? What does it take to qualify?
You know what? I'd like Ruthie to answer that, and it's an important question. But before we do, I think it's important to talk about the secret sauce. You know, we have a program, and it's an established program. We have put over 1,700 families into a new home here in the greater Pensacola market. But the key to what we do is provide subsidy to those home buyers. So for a home that might appraise for $250,000, $270,000, we are able to take a family that will only qualify for a mortgage of say $150,000 or $160,000 with virtually no down payment. I think it's up to $3,500 now, right, Ruthie?
That's right.
So for $3,500 down payment and $150,000 mortgage, we can put a family in a fee simple, brand new, gorgeous home that they own outright.
Wow.
And, you know, that is amazing when you think about it.
That is amazing.
So,
it really is.
I think it's critical that people understand that we have access to funding and subsidy and down payment assistance programs that allow them to acquire that home for a price that they would otherwise never be able to touch.
Are there any income limits or restrictions? How does that work?
I'm going to turn it right back over to Ruthie now.
Okay.
So, yes, and such a great point. 1,700 families in homes that maybe otherwise would not have been able to achieve that dream of home ownership. And so when we think about what we're doing here, it is putting families in homes that come with a real mortgage. It's a beautiful home, and there's a mortgage involved. So, again, we work really hard to make sure our home buyers are as prepared, as educated, as empowered as possible. There is some criteria, and that's, again, just to make sure that we're not irresponsibly putting people in a mortgage that's not actually a great fit for their season of life. And so, for example, we have a minimum credit score that is 620. We have a minimum income of $30,000 in Santa Rosa County, $35,000 in Escambia County. So again, like you said, Meg, that might surprise people. Mm-hmm. If you're making at least $30,000 and you live in Santa Rosa County, Pensacola Habitat might be an option for you to become a homeowner, stop renting and become a homeowner.
These rents these days have just skyrocketed. They really have. It doesn't make sense to be spending $1,500, $2,000 a month to rent.
Well, and you're paying someone's mortgage.
Right.
So it might as well be your own.
Right, exactly.
Like, if we can get it to be your mortgage, how much better, you know, for that than building that generational wealth? It is changing the trajectory of these families' lives. And so, like Sam said, there is a down payment requirement, that's $3,500. So, again, you are bringing to the table your time, effort, attention, energy, and some financial responsibility, certainly, in that. We're also looking for documented income. So, like you said, there's some misperceptions. And one of those that we hear a lot is that, oh, you just give houses away for free. Or we're solving homelessness, and we are part of that continuum here in the community, but that is not our primary. We're looking for people who are working. Mm-hmm. You've got to have an income to pay that mortgage. So, documented income, that's what our team really helps parse through and see, are you a good fit for one of our programs?
And I'm guessing that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions.
Absolutely.
You're just giving them away for free kind of thing.
It's funny. I tell people all the time that if you were to ask 100 people in the Pensacola area if they've heard of Habitat for Humanity, 95 would say yes. And if you ask those 95 what we do, probably 70 of them would say, oh, you get a bunch of volunteers, you build a house, and you give it away to a poor person.
Yes. That's not quite how it works.
Yeah. And the messaging is changing, and people are now better understanding mm-hmm. what we do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's evidenced by the amount of support that we are receiving from donors, from corporate partners, and frankly, from our elected officials. We are getting levels of support and attention that was unfathomable even 10 years ago. So, you know, and that is what helps build that subsidy. That helps build our capacity to continue to grow, to continue to serve all of those partnerships and all of that support.
We're talking with our friends with Habitat for Humanity here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and they are the experts this morning. If you have a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So I've been hearing rumblings about a new complex that you've got going right now, and I believe the name of it is Hancock Meadows. Talk a bit about that. How do you decide, and how does that process maybe from beginning to end?
Well, you know what, and I think it's an interesting case study in the challenges to create affordable housing. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a little bit of background. This is a parcel that was donated to us 20-some years ago.
Wow.
It's a beautiful parcel. Mm-hmm. It's not far from where everybody wants to live, right? It's close to shopping. It's close to schools. It's close to hospitals. And it's probably 8-9 minutes from downtown.
Mm-hmm.
However, we had to sit on that parcel for 20 years because the cost necessary to develop that site appropriate for housing would be so expensive that we would not be able to produce an affordable home.
Wow.
Fortunately, we were able to get an appropriation from the state legislature, which fully funded the development of the property.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it has just been completed,
mm-hmm.
and now we've got 33 lots that we're ready to build our brand new designed homes.
Wow.
These homes are gorgeous.
That's exciting.
They include a garage. Most of them are a 3-bedroom, 2-bath,
mm-hmm.
hardy siding, 9-foot ceilings. I mean, it's really going to be a spectacular transformational project for Pensacola Habitat. We are so excited about what's to come, and I think everybody's going to be extremely proud of the outcome.
Okay, so I've got to ask the question, then how does somebody qualify or how do you apply for residence in the Hancock Meadows?
Sure. So, and I'll point out here, too, that of those, you know, these 33 brand-new homes being built, not only do we have brand-new floor plans that we have never been featured before, designed here by a local architect, but it is truly a mix of our different programs. So mm-hmm. this is going to be a true mixed income neighborhood. So the qualification to come live at Hancock Meadows is the same as qualification for any of our programs. And so again, that's whether you're looking at our traditional homebuyer program is like the 80% AMI, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
Now, and so what that means is that we're going to have homes in Hancock Meadows that are open to a lot of different folks across the community. We're going to also, Sam, do you want to talk about the rentals that are going
on
there?
Yeah, well, so this is truly going to be a mixed income, mixed product neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
We will have rentals that are designated for active duty military families.
Oh, this is so funny because I just got a text in from one of our listeners and they're asking, what about veterans and seniors? So
yep.
Here we go.
Great question.
We are going to have community land trust properties in there, which will allow us to serve a much lower income bracket than we would otherwise be able to serve.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have our traditional program homes. And we're going to have open market sales in there as well. So there will be a variety of programs represented into this community, and there will be a variety of families all living together in different circumstances.
Okay.
And so to answer your question, our website, our application is open all the time. So you can check out PensacolaHabitat.org, PensacolaHabitat.org. And you can see on there, we've got our requirements listed. We've got on the neighborhoods page is Hancock Meadows and some of our other projects that are coming along. It is one application. So if you find the application, the apply link on our website, that you do one application and we will let you know, here is the best fit for you. Here are the options that we might have available to you. Again, every person is different. Every family is different. And
sure.
So that's what our team is here to do, is hold their hand, walk through this home buying process, If Hancock Meadows is something that you're interested in, or you, someone you know, an employee on your team, your niece, your nephew, your nanny, someone who has just not yet achieved that homeownership dream but might be a good fit for this, absolutely encourage them to check out the website. Again, requirements are listed there, and our application is open. Also want to tell you, Meg, this has not always been the case. There is no wait list right now for Pensacola Habitat.
Okay.
If you go and apply today, we've got your application processing. We're holding your hand along the way to do mm-hmm. all that income verification, all that good work. And then you're starting. So from the minute you hit apply and you get your documents in and we can start working with you, you're that much closer to your closing.
And what's that website again?
PensacolaHabitat.org.
Okay, PensacolaHabitat.org. Got another question from one of our listeners. Are you still looking for capable volunteers? And what are the age requirements, both minimum and maximum?
So always looking for volunteers, mm-hmm. absolutely. And there's lots of different volunteer opportunities. So I would say get in touch. Again, you can check out our website to find out more and reach out. We have a team dedicated to managing the volunteer experience. Michelle leads that team. She would love to hear from you. But there's lots of different ways to do that. I do know we work with students sometimes. So if you're looking like for Bright Future Hours, things like that, mm-hmm. All the way up through. So if you have a heart for the mission, we will find somewhere to plug you in.
We'll find you a spot. And so this project now with the Hancock Meadows. So with that project, is there special volunteers for specifically that project if someone was interested?
Yes, just like any of our homes, when we partner with a volunteer individual or a group, we will identify one of the houses that they will be responsible for framing and raising the walls, and it's really a wonderful experience. And there will be lots of opportunity in Hancock Meadows, but that's true across all of our build sites. We have volunteer opportunities.
Well, I know from personal experience, our Georgia Bulldog Club went out and helped one time to build a home. This was several years ago. We had such a great time, and it was just a wonderful thing. So if you're part of a group, a church group, or maybe another, I know there's some other, I'm sure there's a Bama club around here in Florida, everybody else.
There's bound to be.
But if you had a group or a group of students or whatever that wanted to do that, who would they contact, and how would you go about giving them the opportunity to do some community service?
Yes, Michelle Dumond on our team is the Director of Volunteer Services and Special Builds, and she would love to hear from you. That is an excellent way to dip your toe in. And mm-hmm. again, just putting it out there, if folks are, maybe you already own a home, but if you're listening for someone else, someone on your team, an employee that you have, or you know, just anyone in your life that you're thinking home ownership is probably the next right step, it just feels so much farther out of reach than maybe it has for generations previously. We have solutions for that. So, and yes, absolutely. Volunteering is what, like, kind of the heartbeat of the mm-hmm. mission. I know that's how I came to Pensacola Habitat,
right.
As a volunteer. And it's just really an incredible place to plug in and see this, like, this, again, just changing lives mm-hmm. here with,
no
like,
question.
Nothing like owning a home to change the trajectory of your family's
no
life.
Question about it. And one of the things that I love that you mentioned earlier, Ruthie, was that you also help people understand what it means to be a homeowner. It's not enough just to walk in that first day, but now what? If you've lived in apartments your whole life, or maybe you've moved around a lot, how do you help folks as they go through in that adjustment period, I suppose?
Absolutely. So along the way, as a program participant, there are workshops that, again, it's how to be a good neighbor, how to take care of your home.
I have a neighbor that needs to take that class.
I know. Send them our way. Anonymous tip. Here,
just
you
saying.
Can come learn. And then we also are focusing on, we certainly have support afterwards, you know, after you're closed and in your mm-hmm. home and then you're off and running. Not only does our construction have a full year warranty, industry standard warranty, but we also now, like I said, you've become family. Mm-hmm. So if you have an issue, you have something coming up, our team is there to work with these folks to make sure, again, that we don't want to just put you in a home once and then say, see ya, good luck.
Good luck, right,
right,
exactly.
But we're here, you know, as part of your team that just wants to see you succeed. And that's something that I'm excited to in this role that we're going to be building out of that home owner program. Mm-hmm. So we've got our home buyer program and then also that home ownership piece of how do we continue to offer support. And then I would be remiss, Meg, if I didn't also mention Pensacola Habitat. Another way we do that is through our community development program, which is a little bit different. But since the listener asked about veterans and older adults, we have partnerships there, grants there, to do critical home repairs.
Oh, that's important.
That's something. I mean, that's what not just Habitat Homes, but in our community in general for aging in place modifications.
So I didn't realize y'all did that.
We have a whole other program, community development. So that's another one worth checking out. Also, you know, happy to have volunteers there. And we're just being, again, responsive to the need. What does it take to have successful homeowners in our community? And how do we rise to that occasion and meet it with our mission?
We're talking with Sam Young, who is the president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity, and Ruthie, who is also the VP of programs, Ruthie Noel. So you had mentioned at the top of the show we were talking about the incredible need here, but I'm really impressed by the statistic you gave me of where this particular Pensacola Habitat for Humanity stands in relation to the other organizations around the country.
Yeah, it's been a team effort. It's been a community effort. I think that as a community, we recognize that there is this incredible gap between home affordability and wages. And I think most people know that the wages in Northwest Florida are not keeping pace with the country or the rest of Florida for that matter. However, our escalating prices, you know, I think in the last, 20 years, home prices have quadrupled in this market and wages have doubled. So that gap just continues to rise. Another statistic I use often is just 6 years ago, the average earner needed 3.5 times of that income to buy an average priced home.
Wow.
Today, that number stands at 4.8. So the gap between income and home affordability just continues to rise. And one of the ways that we have addressed that is our community land trust. And we haven't talked about that, but that is an opportunity for folks who are getting locked out of home ownership, who are in that rental trap, to get out of the rental and own their own home on a community land trust piece of property. And we have a number of home buyers who have selected that model of late. And that's a program that, you know, is probably the most transformational thing that we have done as an organization over the last 20 or 30
years. And I'm not as familiar with that. I'm glad you're talking about that this morning.
Yeah, it's worth investigating. But what happens is when somebody comes to us in an application, we triage them and we determine, okay, what program do you are you most suited for? And then we walk them through that and make sure that wherever they are, you know, wherever they currently sit is where we are going to address that need.
Wow. Okay. We've got a couple minutes left. Anything you want to mention that we haven't talked about this morning? We could talk for hours about this, no doubt.
I would like to reiterate again that, you know, we're looking for teachers. We're looking for healthcare workers. We're looking for bank employees and office managers.
Radio DJs?
Radio DJs, in fact. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
in fact,
good.
We are. And that, you know, it again is just the words that keep coming back to me is it might surprise you. If you've not considered yourself or someone you love as a potential candidate for a Habitat for Humanity program, it might surprise you who qualifies, because we have very intentionally broadened that reach of who does Pensacola Habitat exist to serve and how can we meet folks where they are. So just want to, you know, reiterate that you might not have thought that this morning when you woke up, but maybe now you will.
This is incredible. I've learned a lot this morning, and I think you've dispelled some of the myths about it. You don't have to be homeless necessarily to qualify. That's
not
the case.
As a matter of fact, if you're homeless, you will not qualify.
We will work to help prepare you.
But we
will help.
That sounds great. So where are the places that we can go to get the information, what we've talked about, how I can qualify, find the application?
PensacolaHabitat.org is your best bet, first stop. We're on there. You can find us on there. You can reach out to us personally, and we would be happy to answer your questions.
Sam Young, Ruthie Noel, thank you both for taking time out. I know how busy you are to talk about Habitat for Humanity. We have to have you come back because this has been fascinating. I want to get more details about some of these programs.
Well, thank you for hosting us.
All right. Thank you so much.